Penguin Random House Audio presents Furious Hours, Murder, Fraud, and the Last Trial of Harper Lee by Casey Sepp, read for you by Hilary Huber. For my father and my mother, who gave me a pocket watch, then taught me to tell time and everything else. We are bound by a common anguish. Harper Lee. Prologue. Nobody recognized her. Harper Lee was well known, but not by sight, and if she hadn't introduced herself, it's unlikely that anyone in the courtroom would have figured out who she was. Hundreds of people were crowded into the gallery, filling the wooden benches that squeaked whenever someone moved, or leaning against the back wall if they hadn't arrived in time for a seat. Late September wasn't late enough for the Alabama heat to have died down, and the air conditioning in the courthouse wasn't working. So the women waved fans, while the men's suits grew damp under their arms and around their collars. The spectators whispered from time to time, and every so often, they laughed. An uneasy laughter that evaporated whenever the judge quieted them. The defendant was black, but the lawyers were white, and so were the judge and the jury. The charge was murder in the first degree. 3 months before, at the funeral of a 16-year-old girl, the man, with his legs crossed patiently beside the defense table, had pulled a pistol from the inside pocket of his jacket and shot the Reverend Willie Maxwell 3 times in the head.